Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Sunday, 4th of Nisan, 26th of March. Rabbi Avigdor Brazil, Shlita, Hachana Felel Haseda.
Haven't been here for a while. Let's look first in Halacha, and then perhaps in Agoda. Mitzvahs, Sifrei Seiros Mitzrayim. A mitzvah, Hakuf Nun Zayin. I'm looking now at the Sefer Mitzvahs in the Rambam. A mitzvah, Hakuf Nun Zayin. This is the number of the mitzvah. He Shasivon Lasape Bitias Mitzrayim. We've been commanded to tell over the story Yetzias Mitzrayim, Beleil Chamisha Osa Benissen, the night of the 15th Nissan, Bitchilas Halaylo Kvitzachos Lashoin Hamasape. From the beginning of the night, Kvitzachos Lashoin Hamasape, which is a very interesting Loshon, Kvitzachos Lashoin Hamasape, meaning basically how everyone themselves can describe their own tzachus loshon, their own descriptive powers. That's what the mitzvah is. So there's two interesting things here. The first interesting shaila is, what does he add in bitchilas halaylo? This is not a sefer of halachas, it's sefer mitzvahs, which is headlines of the mitzvahs, and it doesn't go into details usually of the halachas of the mitzvah. So he begins bitchilas halaylo. He should just say, leave it at that. Beleil Chamisha Osa Benissan, on the 15th of Nisan, we have to tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's that. That's the halacha. That's what we need to know. What does he go bitchilas halaylo? Someone to say, when I ask this question, that he's coming to Bavon. In other words, to preempt, if you like, the question, maybe Yochel Mirosh Chodesh, but that you don't need to say bitchilas halaylo for that. You can just say, you have to start, this is the mitzvah on the 15th. What's this bitchilas halaylo? He has to add in. We once said, I don't know if I said it over here, we said an interesting he'ora. Briskerov has a very famous question on us, on Leil HaSeder, where we find that on Leil... excuse me. That cough is about 32 years old. So you need not worry for more modern viruses. There's a question Briskerov asked on the Oilom. Frek the cash off the Oilom. Famous question, he says, why on Leil Shavuos, if you go to all the shuls all over the world, etc., etc., you find people learning the whole night, staying up the whole night. And that is based on a minig. It's a minig. If you look down in Shulchan Aruch, etc., you'll see the Ramah, so on and so forth. There's a minig, the Noyagin. The Noyagin, the Talmidim, Talmidim Chomim, to stay up the whole night. Whereas Leil HaSeder, you don't usually find people staying up the whole night. People say the Seder to whatever time, and then they go to bed. There is a new movement in Yisrael, I know, maybe it's also a movement in London, don't know, where people go to Beis HaMedrash afterwards. They do have people going after, finish their Seder and go and learn in the Beis HaMedrash. But it says there's a mitzvah to stay up and to learn, to tell over the story, see some time, the whole night, and the Kashas Rizkwa really is, that is a minig, this is halacha. This is a mitzvah. You're supposed to, what's the shir? What's the, how, what is the measurement of the mitzvah of Sifrei Seiros Mitzrayim? Is stay up the whole night and say it. And so therefore, if that is a mitzvah deraisa to do, how comes the hakpada is on Shavuos night? On Shavuos night, there's a hakpada, there's a minik. On Pesach night, where it's a halacha deraisa, as it were, because Sifrei Seiros Mitzrayim, even nowadays, is mitzvah stay deraisa, how comes we're not staying up the whole night? That was his kasha. And usually around Shavuos time, I answer it more in a sort of, from a Shavuos perspective, there's a certain, it's good kasha, you can't fall asleep on Shavuos night, got Torah, the Simcha of Torah, the Slavos of Torah, more of an emotional answer if you like. But the Lomdish answer should be like this, and because it's such a good answer I'm going to give on the Briskerov's question, the question now becomes a question on the Briskerov. If you give a very good answer, so what's he asking the question for? Yeah? So, Ichzogazoi, I'll tell you a very simple answer. We're using Briska methodology, which is Tzvei Dinim. Now, there's two different Dinim. There's two different Gdorim here. That's what the Briskas came up with, Tzvei Dinim. the tzveid in and go like this. Tzveid, what? Pardon?
He's a doctor.
No, don't worry, no, there's no. I'm saying it's 30 years old. We'll discuss it afterwards. The two dinim. Yeah, no, hopefully, yeah. The two dinim is like this. The shiur. All right, let's start with shiurs. The reason we stay up on shiurs, we call it tikkun, right? There's tikkun lein shiurs. The reason we stay up on shiurs, according to some, according to most understandings, is that basically we were woken up on Leil Shavuos instead of being excited and awake, and therefore we're metaken the night, so to speak. There's an inyan to stay awake. Make sure you don't sleep Shavuos night, because there was some time once they slept, so you've got to make sure you don't sleep. The idea is to make sure you don't sleep the whole night. Right? And even if one went to sleep, one would bet some should really wake up again, etc. Even though you miss, according to the Shlah, you miss the big inyan of constant staying awake. But there's an inyan. Be awake, Shavuos night. On Leila Seder, there's an inyan in being awake the night. Let us say that there's an inyan to do, to speak, to say. The mitzvah say, say Agoda. Say over the Agoda. Say over the Sippur. Question is, how, when you're supposed to, what's the shir? How long are you supposed to sleep? How, what are you supposed to do? Ad Shachta Ben Hashenu, the shir is for every person, and it could be different, and especially this morning, where I see many people are there, the clock has sort of, the biological clock hasn't yet caught up, so people are yachtafena shena dikamatsev at the moment. But the vote is, you say the Haggadah until you fall asleep, and then you've done your mitzvah. That is the shir of the mitzvah, till you fall asleep. Mamela, there's no inyan to stay awake, Dafka, because it's not a tikkun in the night. It's not that I need to now, to this night, I need to stay awake. That's not pshat, I need to stay awake. Pshat is, I need to say, do a mitzvah. What is the shir of the mitzvah? How long do I have to do this story for? Do it until you fall asleep. Once you fall asleep, you yotzer, that's your mitzvah. That's it. There's no reason to get up again. There is a braisa, dachtach mina, tosefta, or is it Nishami Karim? I think it's a tosefta, maybe, braisa, that does talk about getting up, etc. But lachaira, that's the simple answer. Gvaldig answer. You agree? It's such a good answer, so what's the kashrut? So what's the Viskarov's question?
What colour day is that one, right?
Yeah, but it's a geshmaka answer. Moridic answer, you hear? Hear the answer.
Yeah, where does the inyan of Ad Shetach Tefen Hashena come?
That's the shir. When do you have to do it? You have to do a mitzvah. There's no sort of restriction, if you like. There's a minimum. We know you have to say three things called Shalom Shalosh Advon. It's a minimum. Yeah. But once, what's the maximum? When do you sort of max out, as they say, when do you max out? So you do it when you fall asleep. So you fall asleep. You've done it. You fell asleep. There's no point in staying awake. No.
Where's the Makayim? Possibly Gadatot doesn't say.
Yeah, it doesn't say. So there's
say
Nachon, but that's what Chazal came up with. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. Stay awake, say the mitzvah, and then when you fall asleep, you've done it. There's no reason. It's not, the point is not to stay awake. The point is to do the mitzvah. Happens to be that if you fall asleep, you've yotzer. The point is to stay awake Shavuos night. So it's a big nafka minute. But why would answer the Viskarov? Maybe the Viskarov learned different. See, this is quite subtle, Lomdus, I admit, but we'll grab it, we'll grasp it. Could be that the risk we've held, because of this Duke and the Rambam, that the mitzvah on Leila Seder is to make it a story night. It's the actual cheftz of the mitzvah, if you like, or part of the cheftz of the mitzvah, part of the real thing that the mitzvah is the night itself. In other words, this is a night, Leil Sippurim. You have to take this night and make it into a story night. What is a night? A night begins at the beginning of the night and ends at the end of the night. In other words, the chefta of doing what you're supposed to be doing is not just the dafka saying over that goda and it is at night. The chefta is make it a story night, right? Make it a night which is an elongated night of story. That's why it says in the Rambam, when he ought not to have mentioned it, B'tchilas HaLaila, because that's what it is. That's what he's telling us here. B'tchilas HaLaila, the whole point is, make this into a night of story. Memela, says Briskarov, it's sort of the same getter to a certain extent, like Leil Shavuos. It's a night, you have to make a story out of it. That means as far as much as you can, stay awake and make sure that as long as you can, that night you've put a whole, all the time you're making a story out of that night. Don't fall asleep. Adjacht v'neshenu means maybe you're honest, maybe, you know, you're not mechuyev if you're sort of, you're potter once you're honest. But lemaisa, the point is, make sure that you make the night into a story night, long as you can. Memela, Frank the Brisker of, why don't we make a story night out of it like we do a tikkun night on Shavuos? Okay, maybe that's an answer to the Brisker of. But the second interesting point in the Rambam, and that leads us a little bit into Agadita, the Agoda of the Haggadah, is when it says, Kvitzachus l'shoin hamatzapeh. It's a very, very interesting Loshon, the Rambam, very unusual Loshon. Kvi, according to Tzachus, is like the polished Loshon language of the person who speaks. Well, what's he saying here? What's he adding into this mitzvah? Kvitzachus l'shoin hamatzapeh. Let's begin as follows. Also a question. We have, apparently on Leila Seder, there are two chiyuvim. Apart from the mitzvah d'rais of matzah, and the rabbonon of moror, and the rabbonon of dalet koises, the rais of haggadah, sipu, that's the raisa. But there's something else that Chazal came up with, the Baal Haggadah writes in the haggadah, he comes up and with a drosha. And the question is, how does this fit in? There's a chayiv odom, lirois esatzmoy, ki'ilu yotzom emitzrayim. Right? A person is chayiv to see himself as if he himself came out of Mitzrayim. And, or some, there's a gezel, laharois esatzmoy. I think the Rambam in the Yad Chazak says, laharois esatzmoy, lirois esatzmoy, laharois esatzmoy, ki'ilu yotzom emitzrayim. It says, what's it say in the Pasuk? He made it for me. I came out of Mitzrayim. And there's a bzunder, specific, special, unique chiyuv to feel that you came out. Where did they get this one from them? Where does this come in that Seder? We call it Seder. Where does it come in the Seder of those mitzvahs? We know matzah, but it says you should eat matzah. We know it says, you should say, we know that the Mitzakim Dalet Koses, okay? We know that Moro, because there's no Korban Pesach, it's the Rabbanon nowadays, whatever, but it says, we've got all the Makoros for it. Where's this Makor? And what is it? It's a new mitzvah? It's a new, where'd it come from? It's a nice diuk. So how did this come into our list of mitzvahs on Leila Seder? There's so many mitzvahs to do. How did this one come in, and where did it come from? How does it fit in? Once brought, it's worth looking up the Rebellion Leza Dessler, who wrote Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who wrote a very extraordinary He'ora on the Haggadah. He writes that whenever Chazal would want to do something, L'chaira, without undue arrogance, without being patronizing, we would say they could do it the best. If they want to do something, if they've got a goal, what they would do would be the best way of doing it. And when you want to find, when you look up and see, I want to write a book, an educational pamphlet, a booklet for children, teaching book. Who would do it the best if they put their minds to it? Chazal, Baal Haggadah. And we have something called the Haggadah, which is V'higadot al Bincho, which is the book that tells us how to educate children. So if you want to know, we don't need to go to foreign and rather strange sources to find how to educate children. Let us look at our own source. Let us not be embarrassed by G'dayi Olam and Chazal and Tzadikim, etc., who had Chochmah, which is beyond belief. And let us look, how did they teach us to educate children? Well, says Rav Dessler, there's three unique points you find, three important points, far, far ahead of their time. We don't need to say that, but it's worth saying. Number one, he says, do not stand like I'm standing here in front of a class and just talk, because that is not very effective. What you need to do is make it into an experience of all the senses. Audio, visual, touch, taste, smell, and body. We lean, we eat matzah, we eat moro, you have wine, there's a story, it's color. You need to involve all the senses if you want to pass on something in an emphatic way, rather than in a dry way. A dry way, okay. So you just say a class. You just say a class, you lose them. And of course, this in the old days, you know, when I was young, you know, a few hundred years ago, the education, you know, was just strict, just saying things. And there was a blackboard, etc., etc. Teachers stood there and taught. Nowadays, everyone knows you've got to do it. And there's, you know, inventive ways. Teacher sits on the floor in the middle. The kids sit on the ceiling, etc., etc. It's all a whole sort of experience, right? And that's advanced stuff. Haggadah, don't do it dry. Bring in all the senses. Bring in feeling. Make them feel it. Make them live it. First point. Second point, says of Dessler, as follows. This is a very important point in Chinuch. I will call it, what I call it is timing. You take a child, classic example, child is out playing in the playground, or he's outside with his friends, on a bike, whatever, playing soccer. That was in the old days. Nowadays, it's usually inside with his fingers playing soccer. But in the old days, he used to actually run around with a ball, etc., etc., and he used to play. Outside, he is playing soccer, and you all of a sudden heard a Moridika shir, I don't know, some super shir from Hutner, or Moshe Shapira, some, you know, Goynish Avort, which tells you something about Pesach, let's say. And you want to pass it on to your child, so you call him in, and he's in goal, or he's just about to score. You call him in, and you say, "Listen, I heard the Gvaldik of Moshe Shapira said, this is Meroimim, this is the Leila Seder, this is what we have to do, this is how we have to do it." And he's going, yeah, he's here, he is, yeah. His ear is there, and his body, his mind, his heart is out there. And as soon as you finish, he's back again, outside. He heard what you said, and no, Rabosai, I don't know how many of you now have little kids to educate, but you'll never be able to tell him that vort again, because he's heard it. He's heard it. But it was a total waste, because it didn't go anywhere. He's not interested. He's not engaged, because he's in the middle of something else. He is in the middle of the game. And all of a sudden, the Kumpf, with a grace is ach, with a beautiful idea, it's fantastic, and you're all enthralled, enthusiastic, and you've got his lives about it, but he hasn't, because he's in the middle of the game. So, it's a waste. The vort is wasted. And it's even important things in life. You forget about Moshe, these type of things. Just tell me, you've got a good yesod. You want to tell him something very important. It will not work if he's not engaged. And you'll not be able to tell him again. Because he's heard it. But he hasn't. Zogt, Dessler, it has to be Derech Shailo Tshuva. As halacha. As the Chaim famously said, the three differences between Sipus Yisraim, Zechiras Yisraim is one of them is Derech She'ela Utshuva. Means there has to be question and answer. Meaning, what does that mean, what I just said? Question means that if you get him to ask a question, he becomes engaged, because someone who asks a question usually wants to know an answer. There are people who ask questions who do not want to know answers. We have them many times. But Lemaisa, if he's asking a question, you've got him engaged, now he needs to know the answer. Unfortunately, nowadays, we have the opposite. We all know. It's always the opposite nowadays of how it ought to be. Because since they've been in school, in cheder and so on and so forth, all the time. I know a father actually takes his child out of school 2 weeks before Pesach. In order that he won't know anything. That when it comes Leila Seder and he does things, that the child will ask questions and he'll answer. Instead of the father asking the question. So now why do we do this? And the child answers it. So now why do we do that? And what's the pshat in this? And then the child's answering. He knows all the stuff. So the Derech Shailo and Tshuva is going the wrong way around. The father's asking, the child's answering. It should be to engage the child. Get him engaged. It's interesting because, you know, you have to act it out. Sometimes you have to make it interesting for the child. A few years ago, about a couple, 2-3 years ago, I had one of my Einikluchers with us with the family, about 5-year-old, 5-6-year-old. And before Manishtana, we take off the Ka'aro. That's the end of the Seder, right? That's what we said. So we did it very well. We did it so well, he'd been prepared for Leila Seder for weeks. We did it so well. We all sort of took the car off then, so that's at the end. He went into a massive temper that the whole thing's finished. It went crazy, crazy, crazy. How could it be the whole thing is finished? It works so well sometimes. The things that you can do, you can get him engaged. I got him so engaged that I had to calm him down for about 10, 15 minutes. No, it's not really finished and so on. But the side is getting them engaged. Get them thinking, get them asking, get them listening. Derech Shailo Tshuva, that is timing. Timing in Chinuch means don't tell them things when they're not interested in listening. When they've got the question, that's when. Hold the vort for 10 years that you want to tell him. And then he asks the question, now you got it. Now you're interested, now I'll tell you. That's where Chinuch will work. Derech Shailo Tshuva. Then he says, lastly, make things bite-sized. We all know that we are unable to relate to events which are mass events. All news outlets, and even less nicely, if you like, the entertainment industry, know this. They always pick up on a human story, a little story, a family story. If there's a massive, huge earthquake, etc., which happens, so 25,000 people can die, and it doesn't really do anything. You can see the number, and you see it said that when you take one family, you take a little child, you take someone who survived, etc., etc., that's when we can get engaged. We can relate to what we call nowadays bite-sized. Bite-sized can be spelt with a Y or with an I. Bite-sized ideas, concepts, but not large concepts. Zogt Rav Dessler, you see that in the Haggadah, how he teaches over to the children. Says Rav Dessler, how you say in education, you have to make it the right size to pull them in, again, to engage them. Etc. That is taking it down, breaking it up into pieces, and saying, look, this was a detail, this detail, that detail, that detail. And then, when you've got them all the details, then you add them all together and say, Elachos kamo v'kamo, how gewaldig, how great that was. So you see, a nochiyah side, you have to do it in pieces, and you have to break the thing down into understandable, relatable ideas and concepts, and then you will be able to bring it all together and show, wow, and that's what Rabbeinu Shlomo did, and that was all the Nisim, and so on and so forth. Three massive yesodos in Chinuch we learn from the Haggadah, says Rav Dessler. But there's another big yesod, and this is what we will try and answer, Kvi Tzachas L'Shoina Masapeh, and answer, what is this idea of Chayiv Odom, Lirois or Laharois Esatzma Kili Yotzma Mitzrayim? And the other yesod goes like this. What we're actually doing on Leil HaSeder, which is so important for Klal Yisrael, everyone in this room, awake and not awake, listening and not listening, everyone in this room has a different family they came from, different, everything's different, financial situations, family, Masorah, different part of Klal Yisrael, some from Hungary, some from Germany, some from Russia, some from Eretz Yisrael, some even English, as myself, English, born and bred, and grandparents. So it's all different things, and everyone does the Seder differently. It's interesting. Everyone's doing a bit of a different thing, a bit from the father, a bit from the mother, a bit from your own. Sort of different things have crept in how one fits the Leil HaSeder. And one of the things I've said many times, although when we've spoken about how a mensch, a bocher, an avreich can become an odom godel, and I've said restrictions on that idea, but here we'll say something opposite we always say, and that is that as far as I'm concerned, as far as I understand it, and as far as I think this is a genuine understanding, you, everyone in the room here, is actually the godel on Leil HaSeder, and the godel ador, who we respect highly, and we listen and we understand, he is the godel ador, is not in the picture. To a certain extent, you are bigger than him as far as your family is concerned, as far as your Leil HaSeder. One need not feel any sort of insecurity or, I'm not so great, I'm not so big. Leheper, he would not succeed. Rabbi Yoshi would come to you and Leil HaSeder, you're better than him in that. In this particular point, you're better. What does it mean you're better? Pshat is like this. What we're doing on Leil HaSeder, ultimately, why it's so important, look at the Sefer HaChinuch, why we spend so much of our Torah mitzvahs is based on Yetzias Mitzrayim, is we are passing on Emuna, the real Emuna, that there was a Boira, there is a Boira Olam, there was a Boira who brought us out of Mitzrayim, who created us, who gave us the Torah, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, Chadamachsa, they're all sort of one thing. We pass that on every year on Leil HaSeder. We say Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim every night, but Sibbe Yetzias Mitzrayim, in this family context, we pass on to the next generation our emuna, our vados, our clarity, our secure knowledge, our insistence that this is 100% true. We are faithful to this. This is our faith. This is what we believe in. We are 100% sure, everyone is sure for a different reason. If I would go around the shul, go around the whole of the Kehila. Why do you believe in Rabbeinu Shlomo, and where does it come from? Everyone has a little bit of a different answer. Through communication, through experience, through logic. But there's all other elements to it. Somebody remembers his great-grandfather, and that gave him this, wow, that gave him this boost. He was a great man, and how he kept Shabbos, or how he said Leila Seder. Somebody remembers this, somebody remembers that, somebody's part of this. They're all different reasons. You experienced the Gewaldige Tefillah, you were in a Meiridikishtikal Torah, you had a terrific chesed, there was a Maisa Vashkoch in my life, and so on and so forth. Everyone in the room, in their own way, in a sophisticated and complex way, has a different reason for holding that ich gloib, I believe in Rabbeinu Shloinam, I believe in Yisrael Mitzrayim, and I therefore can pass it on. But because it is so unique and special individual, that's why handing it on can be and must be, and is only shayach to be, unique and special and individual. I pass it on in my household, and no one else can do that the way I do that. The combination of all the factors involved in my house is unique to my house. As I said, the God Lavdo would not be able to come and do it better than I can do it better than him. In my house, I'm the melech. And I pass it on my vados, my clarity, my sureness, my certainty is handed on to my child, or to the people of the Leila Seder who I'm saying it over to. That can only be done if a person himself is sure. Can only be done as far as one has that confidence and that experiential, if you like, confidence to pass that over. When it says in the Haggadah, "V'gadto l'bincho b'avor zeh asor Hashem li v'tzeitzim b'mitzchayim," this is the pshat. It actually is the same mitzvah. Chayev Adam, Liroi Sesatzma, Lahari Sesatzma is, I myself know this so well, feel this so well, I'm sure of this, I'm certain so much within myself, I am coming up Mitzrayim, Memela, my Haggadah Lebincha is unique. It's my Haggadah Lebincha, and this is where it works. And that's the fourth Yesod in Chinuch, which Odessa doesn't mention, I'm adding on, that you pass it on because of who you are and what you experience and how you say it and how your Leila Seder goes. That is how you pass on to the next generation. Memela, v'gadato l'bincha, chelik of the chiv, v'gadato l'bincha is that you feel it, that you've got it, you're sure about it, and you're comfortable with it, and you're certain of it. Memela, I can pass that on. That's the double chiv, that's where it comes from. Chai, vodol, haris, esat, lius, esat, because that is how you do v'gadato l'bincha. Memela, that's the Rambam's Loshon. It's part of the mitzvah, part of the headline of the mitzvah, part of the Hagdora, the definition of the mitzvah. Shesivor and Estapi b'siyas v'nischayim b'leil chamishu also b'nissim b'tchilas alaylo k'vitzachus l'shoyna masapeh. There's no point in saying someone else's narrative. You're not him. You're not supposed to say what the God of Torah says either. You're not supposed to say, if you're from Hungary, you say the Hungarian way. If you're a Hasidic, you say the Hasidic way. The Litvish, the Litvish way. The Ashkenaz, you say the Ashkenazi way. And the Sfadim say the Sfadi way. And it can only work like that. But even within that, if you're a Sfadim, it's in your family and how you said it and the Tosefis of your particular unique mokim in the world, you hand that on to your children. Beleila Seder, to the next generation. Beleila Seder. Pritzachos l'shoyna masapeh. That's the success of Leila Seder. Vishnu b'zoicha. To say it, to do it, to mekayim it, to continue it. Ad bias goyel.
It's the idea.